anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is Jasmine, the dog trainer, here to answer your behavior questions and your training questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treats. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that I personally guarantee your cats will fall in love with. You can get it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores. Also, SCOE 10X is back on Talkin' Pets, and I am so proud of it because I know personally it is a odor eliminator that works 100%. You can only buy it on SCOE10X.com, and that's S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. You can enter the code PETS in the promo box for 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, if you don't win a calendar here for 2026, you could get it at hashitbookgroup.com. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled, said, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly in the air, you like to fly. Dog and butterfly. Oh, she had to try. She rode back down to warm soft ground, laughing. She don't know why. She don't know why. Dog and butterfly.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. When you call, like I said, into that number, you'll speak with the ever-so-lovely Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. How you guys doing?
Good.
The traffic was awful.
It was. What is going on?
So they closed down. I didn't even think to email or text you guys because I thought maybe you saw it on the news. But yeah, they closed down our whole interchange there, which is major highways meeting with each other. And so they closed it down for the entire weekend and diverting traffic because they're expanding it.
Oh.
And adding on new, because we're so crowded down here in Tampa Bay. It's like getting worse than L.A. here. So they're expanding roads and everything else and trying to be able to make it a little bit easier for people to get around. But you guys got stuck in it today.
Well, yeah. Now I need to find another way home.
Yeah, well, good
be
luck.
Even longer.
Well, once again, we are here. We're all here, and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. 818-818-6401. Don't forget, you can listen to us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can also listen to us on Alexa, CRN4 TuneIn, on your smartphone, #250, or you could go to talkingpets.com, our website, and click on Listen Live. And don't forget, all these shows are archived there as well under podcasts. So have you guys ever heard of goatscaping?
No.
No.
Never?
No.
What does it mean? I'm scared.
So goatscaping, if you head up the slopes of Jay Peak in northern Vermont to ski or board this winter, something will be different. But you almost certainly won't be able to notice it. That's because officials are trying something new this autumn, and goatscaping are using sheep and goats to clear overgrown vegetation in preparation for the winter season.
Oh, that's what it's called!
The pilot project in which animals will be clearing 25 acres over a five-week stint in an experiment toward gradually reducing the reliance on gas-powered medical mowers.
That's awesome. I almost convinced my mom to let me get a couple of goats when we lived in Virginia because, you know, we were manually doing the work on the property. And I was like, if we get goats, they could just, like, eat all of this brush and we don't have to chop it down. And I really wanted goats. She almost did it. And then, she didn't because they also eat stuff that you don't want them to eat.
Yeah, well.
We had rose gardens.
I think a lot of places are using goats, like you said now, because they do.
And they fertilize the, you know,
they
ground.
Eat and poop. Eat and poop. So,
But they will eat anything. They will eat through, like, barbed wire fencing. It can be hard to contain them sometimes.
So not the most intelligent of animals.
They'll eat anything. They'll chew a hole through your clothes that you're wearing.
They're cool, though. I mean, I like goats, baby goats especially.
They're so cute. Yeah. I like to watch the videos of the fainting goats. Have you seen those?
No.
What? There's
Oh, wait, I did see those.
They get, like, excited, their blood pressure rises, and they just, like, fall over.
That's the way I've been over the last couple of days.
Oh, no.
I got a toothache from you know where, and I have to have it pulled on Tuesday.
Oh, and, that's no fun.
So, yeah, the pain has been insane.
Oh, my gosh.
So, getting old, you know? There go all the teeth.
Yeah.
Next thing is dentures.
Oh, no.
Well, once again, we want to talk with you. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. If you go onto our Facebook Live, say hello to, give a shout out to Darla there. Darla is our monitor there on Facebook Live. Say hello. She does a good job there. So, love you, Darla, and we want to hear from you guys. 818-818-6401, that is the number to call. Do you think a lot of people have goats as pets? I think they do.
It depends on where you live. Hey, you know what? Actually, one time I was driving back from Pinellas County, and you know the main road, Ulmerton, how it turns into Roosevelt and then turns into 275?
Mm-hmm.
I look over, and there's a couple walking goats down the sidewalk.
That's kind of cool. I mean, a lot of people are into goats. You
I'm
know?
Like, yep, I'm definitely in Florida right now.
I think they're actually becoming, like, one of the mainstay of pets. I mean, we've got dogs, we've got cats, and then we have birds, and we have rabbits. But I think goats are making it into that category.
It's just that you can't really potty train them. So, like, they don't make good indoor pets, but...
Dr. Linda sent me this thing, this email the other day. And, she's like, you should get one of these. And it's a chicken leash. Where you put your chicken on a halter and you can walk your chicken anywhere.
You'd have to get them used to it young.
I think they'd do okay with it.
That would be hilarious.
But I'm like, when am I going to walk my chicken? I'm not going to walk my chicken. I let my chickens out.
You'd wind up on the news, do it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Somebody'd be laughing so hard driving down the road that they'd probably run me over.
Oh, no.
But I'm sure people out there do walk their chickens. More power to you. But the number, 818-818-6401, have you ever trained anything besides, like, you trained dogs and you've worked with
dogs,
cats?
Dogs, parrots, cats, bunnies.
Have you ever worked with a chicken?
No, Maria told me that she did. She was in a program where she worked with chickens.
She's another trainer on the show. And but basically, I heard that chickens are very trainable. And a lot of times they're trained for agility.
Yes.
That basically dogs do.
Yep. I was watching a video where this little girl had taught her chicken to do all of these tricks and weave through her legs as she was walking, and so cute. But I knew people in Virginia that, like, one of my neighbors, they kept a pet chicken in their house.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Mainly because I know what they smell like when they poop.
And yeah.
No, I did that during a hurricane. I took all my chickens and kept them in a closet for a day or two, you know, in crates.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is that this person's house smelled like, you know what, after those 2 days. And I felt so bad. It was throughout the entire house.
Yeah, one of my friends has ducks, and she had them in the house while she was raising them. And she was like, does it smell like ducks in here? Yes.
That's when you need the SCOE 10X.
Right.
You know, because that would have helped if I had it then. But I felt horrible. But yeah, no, I mean, I'll stick with the dog or cat or a bird, you know, even a bunny maybe.
You should get a dog. Your cats wouldn't like a dog, I don't think.
No, they own the house. I just live here.
Yeah.
818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
recently, a skeletal puppy was found as a stray in Philadelphia. The malnourished puppy, named Garcia, was so emaciated and weak that he could not stand. Outcast Rescue says, this sweet 5-month-old puppy was found as a stray in Philadelphia in absolutely horrific condition. Unable to stand and so weak, you can see every bone in his body. Garcia has already endured more than any puppy ever should. It is unlikely a stray puppy fell to this level. Rather, it appears that someone purposefully starved him. Desperately in need of round-the-clock care, Garcia was transferred to the care of Crown Veterinary Specialist on September 17th. There, he received a blood transfusion and intensive care to help bring him back from the brink of death. The rescue agency shared promising news with worried Facebook followers, writing, "We have some good news. Garcia has left the hospital. We were all comfortable after he spent over a week in the hospital, sending him to an experienced foster home that is close to them should he need to go back. This little guy is so determined, and he had no problem telling us all about it. He even stood and did his business when we arrived at his foster's house. He quickly curled up as soon as he got there and went to sleep. Exciting adventure and also exhausting for him at the same time. So now he rests, saves his calories, and continues to move forward." Reporting, I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. You are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we're going to take a ride over to San Diego, KCBQ Country, and Diane. Hey, Diane, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. You got a question about your kitties, huh?
Oh, my. Yes. She's an elderly cat. And in the last year or so, she has started to, maybe 5 in the morning, there's been times at 3, definitely by 6, she has got this, not this cute little meow, it's a, I want to call it a howl, and wants me up to feed her, or so I assume, and I get up and I feed her, and she might eat a little bit. And then she starts the howling again. I'm not sure.
Well,
normally she feels fine. She seems fine. Like, she doesn't seem like she's in pain.
How old is she, you said? She's geriatric, right?
Definitely. Between 16 and 19 years. I'm trying to think. She might be 17.
Yeah, she's up there.
I've
got 3 of them. I got 3 rescue cats in the house, and one's bugging me right now. But the other thing is with that, the feeding part of it, so you don't have to get up at 6 a.m., you know, you can buy one of those units that have a timer on it, and it opens the food up at a certain time. So this way you don't have to get up, but the food will be opened up, and cats will get used to that. Matter of fact, they'll go and sit at it at a certain time and wait for it to happen. So that's one thing that you could do on the time part of it. The other part is when cats get old like that, they become, you know, if there's arthritis going on or if she's having any kind of kidney problems or liver problems, I mean, she's at that stage in her life where, you know, it's like us being like 80, 90 years old and aches and pains are there.
Also, it could be a cognitive issue, like if she's losing her mind or memory a little. Maybe her internal clock is off, and she's like, hey, you're supposed to be up.
Like, yeah, she used to stay in bed until I got up, and now she's kind of demanding. And I don't think she's all that hungry because she really doesn't sit and eat much. I will tell you, she does have a kidney issue, and I do have her on special kidney food.
Okay. Yeah, and the thing is with that, you got to monitor that very closely. I mean, I know for on the human side of it because I lost my kidneys a couple of years ago, but ironically, after being on dialysis for 8 months, they came back, which is actually unheard of. But I know what it's like to deal with kidneys on the humans, and it's kind of close to the same thing with cats. So you got to make sure that they're monitored at all times. I don't know how often you take the cat to the veterinarian, but you definitely want to check their blood and their levels and make sure the kidneys aren't getting worse, because if they are, that's going to cause a problem. One thing with cats is, for some reason, at night, they like to, because, well, they're nocturnal for one thing, but at night, okay. they meow like that, usually to let you know that there's something wrong.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they're not feeling good, or I don't know, in her case, because she's 17 years old, it might be that she's waking up for the food at that time. Like Jasmine said, it could be a cognitive problem with the mind, neurological. But the other part of it is, it could also be that she's 17 and they get arthritis like we do, and
she's complaining.
Right, and that's she's doing.
I'm aching here.
Yeah. My brother and sister-in-law have a senior cat. She's around, I think she's around 16 or 17 at this point. But she doesn't have to be hungry, but if her food bowl is empty, she comes and complains. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. She complains until they put food in the bowl, and then she doesn't eat it. She just wants there to be food in the bowl for when she wants it there.
I was like, because like I said, sometimes I feed her, and I give it to her. She takes some bites out of it. Then she kind of proceeds to go back upstairs, and she still sounds like she's howling. Like if I'm downstairs, she's upstairs. It's not that cute meow meow. It's
like a distress.
Yeah,
almost like a distress. Yeah.
And she's the only cat in the house.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when was the last time you did blood work on her?
About a year ago. In fact, they just sent me a notice that I'm due October 7th.
I would definitely get her checked with the vet, because it sounds like she's got something going on there. Cats will let you know. They have their own little way of letting you know, but they'll let you know if there's something wrong, and she's trying to tell you something. The other thing, too, is do you feed her moist food?
What kind of food?
Moist.
Moist, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, good, because 17, she needs that the water out of it and everything more than the dry food. So make sure, keep her on the moist.
I have dry food setting out all the time for her, and it's a special kidney dry food, and then her wet food is kidney. I have to order it.
Okay.
You know, get a prescription for it.
My one cat has stones, so it's the same way. I got to get a prescription for it, and then I have to order it as well. It's a little pricey, but, you know, trying to keep them happy. But, you know, at her age, keep her as comfortable as you can. But I would definitely take note to that notice and take her into the vet and do a checkup, because I believe she's trying to tell you something.
One more question is there anything that I can give her to comfort her? Like,
well,
you know, we as humans take Tylenol or ibuprofen or whatever. Is there anything to give cats?
That I would check with your veterinarian on that.
There is. You can get stuff over the counter. But for her at her age, like he said, veterinarian is best, because you don't want to give her something, especially with kidney issues, that could harm her kidneys.
100%.
Yeah.
Because I know with my kidney issues, I can only take Tylenol. I can't take any other kind of. I would be very careful on what you give your cat, but the vet will tell you what to do. But I would definitely get her in for a checkup. Diane, thanks for the call. We got to take
a
break.
Thank you.
Diane, have I ever sent you...
Okay, thank you so much.
Stay on the line. Have I ever sent you the lick and lap from Vitacraft for the cats?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, stay on the line. I'm going to send you a box of that. So Sydney will get your address, and I'll ship it out to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and good luck with that. That's Diane in San Diego, California. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse, and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Tyrese Gibson has broken his silence about an alleged incident in which neighbors say his dogs attacked and killed another dog. The singer-turned-actor posted a lengthy statement from his attorney to his verified Instagram account, along with a video. Mr. Tyrese Gibson wishes to extend his deepest condolences to the family who lost their beloved dog in this tragic incident. The statement from Gabe Banks of Banks Weaver Law Firm reads, "His heart is truly broken, and he has been praying for the family constantly, hoping they may one day find it in their hearts to forgive him." The statement goes on to explain that the Fast and the Furious star was out of town when the incident occurred, but he accepts full responsibility for his dogs. As soon as he learned what had happened, he immediately made the incredibly difficult decision to rehome his two adult dogs and their three puppies in safe and loving homes. The liability of keeping them was simply too great, and his heart could not bear the thought of anything like this ever happening again. An arrest warrant was issued for Gibson and his dogs allegedly attacked and killed a 5-year-old Cavalier King Charles Spaniel named Henry, belonging to a neighbor in the upscale Atlanta community of Buckhead, where the star lives. According to authorities, Gibson allowed his large dogs to roam freely in the neighborhood, and a neighbor's Ring camera caught footage moments after the alleged attack. He knows nothing can undo their loss, but he wants them to know he is truly heartbroken. I'm John Patch. Listen to Talkin' Pets every Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, give us a call at 818-818-6401. This song coming up is from a very dear friend, Brenda Lee. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. 818-818-6401. So pick the phone up. Give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. 818-818-6401 is the number. And we want to talk about your dogs, your cats, whatever you may have, even if you have a bird, because Lord knows I do. And, well, you can take that either way. So
let the games begin.
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name this animal sound, what we're going to do is set you up with a prize. And you can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks by Vitacraft. You can go with SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. You can go with Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Multivitamin, and Hip and Joint Plus. You can also go with a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets, a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles, and it's a music CD. We have the book from Chicken Soup for the Soul about dogs, and a elephant bracelet, as well as from Silly Beads by Kayla. What do we have, Kayla?
There's a cat keychain. It has a white cat on it. There's a kids Highland Cow keychain. And there are two Stanley Cup handle charms. One is Stitch, one is NFL.
NFL, perfect for the season. So, and it's cool. 818-818-6401. If you can identify what this creature is. It doesn't sound friendly. And they could be quite extreme, that's for sure. They are black and white, and their name suits them well. Let me just say that. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and we want to talk about your pets. 818-818-6401. So, what's been going on in your world with dogs this since I last saw you, which was, what, a month ago?
No, I saw you at the premiere.
Oh, I know, but I mean on the air. That's right. You were at the movie premiere of mine, so
yes.
Which was fun. It went well, went long, but the movie itself was really good, I thought.
Yeah.
So what about with your dogs and everything? What's going on?
Oh, not much. I think I told you that my personal dog, she, you know, when you, these dogs are being spayed and neutered super young. She was spayed at 2 months old. So she is now 7 years, she'll be 7 years old this year, and she is incontinent with her bladder. So she has to wear diapers around my house.
She does.
And they look like a little skirt. Oh, yeah, Kayla watched her.
They were cute, though.
I was like, if she's got to wear diapers, they're, you know, I want it to be girly. She looks like a little cheerleader.
She keeps them on?
Yeah.
I know a lot of dogs will rip them off.
No, she stands there and lets you put it on her, and then as soon as you get done putting it on, she starts shaking her butt. She gets so excited.
I'm not at that stage yet, but I feel like I'm getting close.
We'll get you some cute diapers,
there
John.
There you go. Manny panties. 818-818-6401. The animal sound is out there, and it goes like this. And Andrew in Coos Bay, Oregon. What do you think, Andrew? What creature is that makes that sound?
Is it a wolverine?
A wolverine.
Missed it by that much.
Sorry, okay. Andrew. But
all right.
I will say you're on the right path, though.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
That's Andrew out there in Coos Bay. He is incorrect. It is not a wolverine, but it's close. In terms of, like,
I think I know what it is.
These guys could be terrors.
Do they like honey?
No.
No?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know if they'll eat it. I guess they would eat it. I don't know.
Okay.
But they burrow into the ground, and
yeah. They
can be very nasty just by that sound alone. Crystal in Grants Pass. Crystal, what do you think it is?
A skunk?
A skunk.
No, no, no. You're doing it all wrong.
Sorry, Crystal. I would have said a skunk as well because of the black and white comment, but it's not a skunk. But you guys are still in that same vicinity. But sorry, you missed on that one. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And I definitely don't want to meet that in a dark alley or a dark anywhere. Just think when someone is wanting something done and they won't leave you alone.
I know what it is, and you.
So
I know what it is.
It coincides with that kind of a thing where people just nag at you, but there's another name for it.
A pester.
Yeah, a pester. But that's not an animal.
I know.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you've got a guess and you can win a prize. We do have calendars as well. So if you want to go to calendar for 2026, I do have a couple here as well that I can. Dogs on Vacation. I have the giraffe calendar. And also Travel Cats. So I got a dog one, a cat one, and I got a giraffe one. I don't know if you got a giraffe in your living room. I hope not. But you may want the calendar. Tom in Grants Pass, Oregon. What do you think, Tom? What animal is that?
I'm thinking of a badger.
A badger. I'm thinking you're right.
Good
congratulations.
Thank you.
I have a question. So honey badgers don't eat honey?
I guess, I don't know. Maybe they do. I've never asked them. So, but I think anything almost would eat honey if you stick it in front of them. It's good stuff. But so what do you want to go with, Tom? We got the cat treats, the dog treats. We have the SCOE
10X. Lick and Lap.
Lick and Lap? You got that. Have you won that in the last 90 days?
No.
Okay, good. The Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is coming your way. So stay on the line and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address there in Grants Pass and send it out to you. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
That's Tom out there in Grants Pass. He got that right. It was the badger. Did you know it was a badger?
Yeah, that's why I said, do they like honey? I was trying to get a hint for people.
Oh, well.
Because honey badgers, I'm looking it up right now, too.
If they like honey.
Yeah. Maybe they eat bees.
The whole bee?
The hive.
Well, they could. That's possible. So 818-818-6401, that's the number to call, 818-818-6401.
Okay.
So I want to ask, like, in regards to somebody adopting like an older dog, like a geriatric dog from a shelter, which I think is amazing if somebody would do that, because you're giving that dog a life and you're giving it more of a quality life, but
yeah.
Sometimes they come with issues as well medically. So if you did have a geriatric dog, and say maybe a little bit of arthritis and everything, what would you do to make his life better at home?
Well, you definitely want to have it fully evaluated by a veterinarian. And then once it's determined whether or not they have hip dysplasia, joint issues, supplements. You supplement like with things like what we have here on the desk.
Yeah, some good pet foods.
Yeah, like hip and joint
supplements.
Glucosamine
is really good for arthritis.
And the chondroitin is good for the cartilage. So you want to make sure that you are supplementing their diet, because sometimes they need a little extra than what just a regular food can provide, just like we do. In our older years, I'm to that point. I'm middle-aged. So.
Oh, please. If you're middle-aged and I'm way over the
hill. No, I am middle-aged. John, 40 is middle-aged.
Well, then I'm over the hill.
No comment.
Yeah,
no,
whatever.
No, I'm still mad at you for on my birthday, you messaged me, how does it feel to be over the hill now? Like, thanks, John.
I say it as it is.
You could have waited till after my actual birthday to say that. Happy birthday. How does it feel to be old?
Well, I don't even celebrate that much anymore, because it's like when you get this old, it's like, I'm done.
No, you should always celebrate.
But I want to ask you about the bedding, too, with the dog or even a cat.
Uh-huh.
Raising it would also help. I mean, if your dog has issues. Because
yeah, and orthopedic beds, those are important when they have arthritis.
It's tough for them to get up and down out of on the floor. Even with their food bowls, you should raise those up, too, because it's much easier for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get there. So, well, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you about your pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
The lines are open, and we want to talk with you. So pick the phone up, give us a call, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Continues
to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
In another wild instance of orcas attacking ships, three orcas were filmed off the coast of Lisbon, Portugal, going full send on a small boat until the rudder was detached and the vessel started to sink. Luckily, the crew were unharmed and the boat was eventually towed back to shore. Orcas are known as killer whales and are highly intelligent creatures and the largest member of the dolphin family. They are true apex predators of the ocean as well as avid surfers who can be seen in lineups from New Zealand to Canada. Although they have never attacked humans in the wild, they have been known to hunt great white sharks. They first started attacking ships in 2020 near the Strait of Gibraltar off the coast of Spain and Portugal. In the video, you can see and hear the incredible impact from the orcas ramming the vessel and see the worried faces of the people on board. Orcas can weigh over 10,000 pounds and swim at speeds of 35 miles per hour, generating force that would be equivalent to two giant SUVs accelerating into the same object. Not something you want to be on the other side of. No, thank you. At the end of the video, you can see a hole where the missing rudder once was, which is a common trait of these orca attacks on ships in that region. According to numerous reports, they first rammed the ships and eventually removed the rudder by force using their teeth to bite it off. In orcopods, it is always a female who is the most dominant, and they believe it is a specific female in that area named White Gladys who has passed on this behavior to others, possibly in response to a traumatic incident or as a game. Aside from these boating incidents, orcas have never been known to attack humans in the wild. There have been multiple human deaths from orcas in captivity at marine parks like SeaWorld ever since they were first captured, starting in the 1970s. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Hey kids, gather around, let's dive into the sea. Sing along with me about the orca's glee. Splash goes the orca in the ocean blue. Blocking light, wonder waving right at you. They flip and they flop, swim fast and free. The orca's world.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Addison's disease. This is an endocrine disease that occurs when the adrenal glands do not function properly. Symptoms are loss of appetite, weakness, and vomiting. And the dog just generally becomes very ill. The illness can be diagnosed with a blood test and is easily treated by replacing the deficient hormones in pill form. The outcome is generally fine. No breeds are at a special risk for this disease, but it is most prevalent in young female dogs. Most victims are around 5 years of age. I want to welcome on Judy in San Diego. Hey, Judy, what's going on with your dog?
Hello. My dog is 16 years old. It's a male Yorkshire Terrier. And he is actually doing very well, except now he is blind and deaf, and at night he cannot find his way to the dog door in my home. I have bought pee pads, and for over a month I've been trying to get him to use them to no avail. He'll go right by the pee pad, right next to it, but not on it. And I'm wondering if you know of a way that I can get him to use the pee pad.
Have you ever, like, has he ever used potty pads before in his life?
No, because I have a dog door. He's gone in and out his dog door, which he does still do in the daytime.
Yeah.
But not at night.
So it's, he doesn't understand what he's supposed to do with that pee pad. And because he's deaf and blind, or mostly because he's blind, you know, probably feels a lot like a rug. And if he was fully potty trained and trained not to go potty in the house, it's not something you can necessarily convince him to do without some coaxing. You might be better
now,
off.
Now, a few times I have picked him up, just barely off the floor, like an inch, when I see that he's about to poop or pee, and put him on the pad. And that, then he'll go, sometimes he'll go on the pad, but not even then all the time.
Okay. Wait, hold on. So grass patch, like a fake grass patch or a real patch of sod in like one of the framed boxes, you might be more successful with that. And when he poops or he pees on the floor, if he pees on the floor anywhere, blot it up with a paper towel, lift up that grass patch and put it under it. So you're putting his smell there. If he poops on the floor, pick it up, or even if he poops outside, pick it up and put a little piece of it on that grass patch. So you're putting his smell there. He has no idea like that that's what you want him to do. So
that's 100% what I was gonna say.
well that is very interesting, because as his sight and hearing went away, his smell increased, and man, can he smell.
Yep. Oh yeah. Well, he's a terrier too. Yeah. So that's what my recommendation is. I've worked with a lot of blind dogs, and one was blind and deaf. And, you know, just even generally speaking, when you are trying to teach a dog to use a grass patch, and it's not a puppy, and they've been used to going outside, they're potty trained. We have, you know, hurricanes here, so sometimes my clients need help teaching their dog to go somewhere where, like, they can put it in the garage or off of their balcony because they live in a condo or something like that. So we have to show them with their scent on it that this is where your potty is inside or in this space.
That should help you out a lot.
I have rubbed the pee pad on the grass where he's most accustomed to peeing, but I haven't ever cleaned up the pee and put it. Where do you get those grass patches to bring indoors and put
you
them?
You can look them up online.
Yeah, you can get them on Amazon.
Yeah,
there's one probably Chewy.
I can't remember the name of the company, but there's a company that you can buy the frame from, and it's some dogs will not go on the fake grass because they know it's not real, right? It's just the texture and stuff that attracts them sometimes. But this company delivers a fresh patch of sod to put in that box every month or so, and that might be a better option for him.
I would definitely look into that, but we got to close this hour out, Judy, and definitely do that, because that is exactly what I was going to say as well. So that's what's going on.
He's confused.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Judy.
You're welcome. Good luck.
And Judy, stay on the line. I want to send you out some dog treats for your dog. They're supplements, which will help out a lot. We'll be right back. This is Talkin' Pets.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.